For over 6 years, Hank Thorpe hosted All of the Above Radio, the most intelligent, honest, and eclectic combo of music and talk that you never heard. But the more things change, the more things stay the same. Hank is back with a new version of the old scene. No more music, no more time constraints, but he still has great stories, great interviews, and more passion than a novel with Fabio on the cover. Once upon a time, Hank Thorpe was your bastion of good music, good talk, and full escapism. Now, Hank is your bastion for punchlines, passion, and perspective. Hank Thorpe, your former, present, and future favorite podcast host, presents all new, all different, but still, All of the Above.
As the phrase goes, you gotta give the people what they want. And a slight amendment to that phrase, sometimes you gotta give a specific person what they want. Welcome to all new, all different, but still all of the above. New version of the old scene. My name is Hank Thorpe. Hey, how you doing? For those of you who are familiar with me, I say thank you and hello again. It's been a little while, but I am back. I am not doing the weekly show that I once did. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a second. And I am pleased to say that people genuinely miss hearing the content I have, which is why we're here. Well, at least that's part of the reason why we're here. So All New, All Different, All of the Above is a podcast version of the former radio show / podcast All of the Above Radio. And I've got people that are super duper loyal to that show and in turn are now loyal to this one. And I had a specific request for more content from one of my longtime listeners to both. So I say to her, this is one of many, and here's a quickie for you. Real quick, everybody, if you want to get in contact with me, alloftheaboveradio@gmail.com, THEHRT3@gmail.com. And you can find me on Instagram @HankToldYouSo or @Hank, how you doing? No G at the end. Just, how you doing? It was fun to get the request for some content because it does make me feel good and validated that people still enjoy what I have to say. It's the kind of the push and pull of doing a show and then telling people you know about it is that now you can put a face to the value of your content. It was always funny to hear different critiques on the show. One person would say, man, my favorite thing about the show is when you just meander for an hour and a half. And then another person would say, man, my least favorite thing is when you meander for an hour and a half. I just wish you would have specific topics for specific times. My favorite is when people come back and text me or email me and say, wow, listen to your last show. Really thought this, this, and I love this. Or even better, when somebody straight up, like this moment here, says, I've got a lot of driving back and forth to do for over the next couple weeks. I could use something to enjoy. I could use something to laugh at. If you're picking me over an audiobook, how am I not going to oblige? If you're picking me over satellite radio or terrestrial radio, how am I not going to oblige? So I got a quick one for you. for you specifically, and then for everyone else who is coming back around to listening to All New, All Different, All of the Above. And I'm also making good on one of the teases I made on the previous episode. I've been teasing future episodes on previous episodes, and I'm actually here to deliver one. So without further ado, I say sit back, relax, keep driving, or keep along your normal daily routine, and enjoy. Don't forget, you can catch up to me, all of the above radio at gmail.com, or thehrt3@gmail.com, or, and I cannot believe I didn't think of this before. This was right under my nose the whole time, and I cannot believe I didn't bring it to you sooner. If you've been listening to All New, All Different for this last, we could call it 2 years. If you've been listening for the last 2 years, I have made so many references to the previous show, All of the Above Radio. The show that once upon a time did music from a studio in Arlington. Respect to the Fishbowl Studios. But I kept telling you, if I could only figure out how to get you archived clips of the show, if I could only figure out how. Well, it was right under my nose the whole time. If you want to find any old clips, there's probably, I don't have a count off the top of my head how many episodes you can find, but you can actually find several episodes of the old show, All of the Above Radio, on my Facebook page. Some of them are on the All New, All Different page itself, but I'm giving you permission, listeners today, or listeners to this very episode, I'm giving you permission. Friend request me, Hank Thorpe. Hey, how you doing? HANKTHORPE. And then from the Facebook page, the first thing you're going to see is some clips from my engagement photo session, by the way. But you go into videos and you scroll back into 2019, 2018, you're going to find a whole bunch of clips. Now, what you will also find, and by the way, it's a really interesting spiderweb as to why this new version of the show has no music, and I'll just give you the Cliff Notes version. So, Spotify, to be submitted to Spotify and be approved, does not want you to play any music that is not your own. There is to be only original music on your podcast. If you were to use other stuff, a song from 21 Pilots, for example, that kind of goes against their licensing policy and probably a lot of licensing above them. So when I was doing my show on the Fishbowl Radio Network, they were legally cleared with ASCAP and BMI, all the recording companies, and Fishbowl was reporting what music they were playing, and they were paying all the rights, and they basically, with my $50 a week, part of what I was paying for, not only was studio time, but I was paying for the rights to play the music. Fishbowl was covering my ass. And so long as I had a Fishbowl logo somewhere on my website and somewhere on my podcast page, I was clear. I could play whatever music so long as I was reporting the music to them so that they could report it to ASCAP and BMI. What's different about Facebook, if you go onto my Facebook page, HANKTHORPE, hey, how you doing? You will notice, and I feel awful because I'm sure there is some intern who is scouring Facebook, or there's some computer algorithm created by an intern that is scouring Facebook looking for copyrighted material being used improperly. And it would either happen after the show was posted on Facebook, that I would get a Facebook, like I would get a post that says Sony or this or that or whatever. Some recording company seized a piece of my show because I used one of their songs. And they would tell you how many countries it was illegal to use that song in. And so they would seize that piece of the show and put it into like some like legal purgatory. And then months later, they would say your claim has been released. Sometimes years later, by the way. So what you're going to, and that would actually happen during the show sometimes. I would be live. I would be on Facebook Live. Okay, that's the detail I forgot. So a little later on into all of the Above Radio's lifespan, I started broadcasting. First, I was on Periscope. Remember that? And then I was on Facebook Live. So they had a full camera set up along with their four microphones. Three of them worked. Along with their four microphones, they had a full cam set up where you could move it and position it. And you could do lots of really interesting things with it. And you could get on Facebook Live and you could incorporate the phones. It was a great setup. But what would happen is live during the show, Facebook would pop on the screen and tell you that you were using copyrighted material and they were muting it, or they would kick you off. So you'd have to keep logging back into Facebook Live. It was a funny little dance because I wanted to make sure that I got the show on there. And I wanted to try my best to get you the behind the scenes as the music was playing, because when the music was playing, that's when I would take to Facebook Live and either type back and forth with the people that were in the chat, or I would just talk on the microphone and look in the camera and say hi to them and answer their questions. You will see all of that. But what you might miss is they may have muted my voice to mute out the copywritten song. All the same, you should really head on over real quick. HANKTHORPE. Hey, how you doing? On Facebook, and go into the videos and go back into early 2019 and really most of 2018. There's gonna be pretty close to the full 2 hours, at least an hour of every show that I can think of. I have been struggling for months with how to get you previous material because I keep referencing all of the Above Radio, the previous version of this show, and I couldn't figure out how to get it to you. And then I realized it was right under my nose. Because I won't even lie to you, I have every single show. I did over 300 episodes of all of the Above Radio when I was doing a show every Tuesday. And I have every single one on my hard drive of my very painfully old computer. And this is where I admit to you, if I were to sit down and write a list of why all of the Above Radio didn't, why it didn't break big commercially, quote unquote, it would be because I was the only workforce on a 100% regular basis. I had countless contributors, to which I love and thank them all. And I had my closest friend in the world doing production work all throughout. 5-6 times a year, I would funnel him some money through PayPal, and he would make the great production pieces you would hear. But what I didn't have, and what a lot of the very big podcasts like Joe Rogan or Craig Facts, what they have is a team. they have a producer who is handling the advertising, who is paying attention to commercials, who is booking the guests, who is helping with written material. At any given point, I was all of those. And so it's very hard for one person to be doing all of that while they have another job. This is, at some point or another, I can try to link and tie everything together. For those of you who are familiar with my fiance's eventual full-time job, her current side hustle is a tidying business, and she doesn't have a lot of time to give to it because she has a full-time job. And it's a full-time job where the phone rings and she has to answer it even if she's not at work. So you're giving somewhere between 42 and 50 hours a week to a job, and then to put in the time to make something else grow bigger, it's not easy. She's seeing that now, and it's something I knew a long, long time ago. And actually, my closest friend in the world that I was just talking about, he is now a full-time producer for a podcast. And it was funny because he told me that he used to listen to talk radio, not really thinking about it, and he would get really annoyed with the producer who was trying to get the show to stop at certain points so that live reads could be done or commercials this or just whatever. And now he's on the other side of it and sees just how tough it is to stop momentum. And he hates it, but he's the one who's getting yelled at by the advertisers, and the advertisers are the money. But yeah, if I were to sit here and write down a list of reasons why All of the Above Radio didn't break big, was because if it was just gonna be me, I didn't have enough time to give or have enough confidence in giving it the time. I'll go ahead and give you both sides. Or I didn't have a team that was able to take some of the work away from me, to take it off my shoulders. That's just one of many. But I am pleased to say, if you were curious as to what All of the Above Radio sounded like when it was at its zenith, HANKTHORPE on Facebook. Go into videos and just take a look. Which, by the way, I have a sort of funny story to share with you. There's, so anytime I have done an episode of All New, All Different, All of the Above, or anytime I've done an episode of All of the Above Radio from home or from Pennsylvania, or just anytime I've done interviews at breweries, any of the random things I have done them from a very old Asus laptop computer with a blue USB microphone and the Magix Music Maker program. It is so very grassroots. It is so very janky. It is so very bubblegum and duct tape. And whenever I interviewed a guest, I would put my phone on speaker, set it down next to the microphone, and just hope it worked. And every single time, it's worked. The last time you got an interview was when I was talking with Jessica Everett from Esther's Fair Prospect in Maui, in Wailuku, technically. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sit here and tell you, I have loved the setup. It's inexpensive, it's somewhat effective, but something changed. So I moved. When I moved into this place I live now with my fiance, I went from, I would call it a recording studio, but realistically it was just my living room slash dining area. But I moved from an area that was fully carpeted with walls to all tile floor, and it's cavernous. It's huge. And so people who are big into audio could probably hear the difference in the sound. The sound was a little more contained in my old apartment slash studio versus now. And by the way, I still find it funny slash apologize for the episode I gave you where I was trying to multitask as an adult and I had the dryer running and had no idea the microphone would pick it up. But that just gives you a clue as to how big and cavernous my new home slash studio is. Now, when I was at Fishbowl, it was a dedicated, built online radio station. If you walked into the old studio, or if you walked into the old station, you walked in, there was a desk right there. There was a production studio to the right. There was an office straight ahead. And then you made a quick left, and there was four studios. The gray, the green, the blue, and the red. I was in red. And it was four microphones, two computer screens, the screen that had the mixer and all the audio equipment hooked up to it. And then there was the computer next to it, which had the phones and Skype and your internet searching computer. And the phone system was through the computer. It was Skype. So it was through the mixing board, and there was a mixing board there where you actually got to pot up and down the microphone levels and all of that. Very, very, very professional. Truly professional, truly technical, truly professional, for which you had to have an orientation to learn it. And orientation wasn't one day. It was all 7 years I was there, because there was always something new or interesting or catastrophic happening. But everything I did, everywhere I failed, or everything that went wrong, taught me something else about the studio, taught me something new. And it just made me better. It made the shows better, but it also made me better. I was able to figure out, I was able to troubleshoot my own issues without having the tech support guy come in 8 times out of 10 within 3 years of me being there. And for however many troubles I had in that studio, or however many little red flags or caution points, it was still a far more advanced setup than anything I've ever done at home. Which leads me to my funny story. So at one of my two jobs, I work at a restaurant that does live music on Friday, Saturday. And so they have had, since we opened, with this old mixer where the bands plug their equipment in, okay? And so within the last year, we hired a guy who is part owner of a recording studio. So music is his life. Music is his bread and butter, his knowledge, his heart, his this, that, his whatever. And so he basically broke down the fact that the mixer was old and the speakers were not interfacing properly and this and that. And he was able to convince the powers above him that it was time to buy a new mixer. Okay? So buys a new mixer, hooks that bad boy up, and what's he going to do with the old mixer? He hands it to me and says, dude, your show would be so much better if you bought this type of microphone and plugged it into this mixer. I said, oh, well, okay. Well, that sounds great. Because I'm not going to lie, I have, when somebody pulls into the parking lot in a Corvette, or actually let's use this as a parallel. For 7 years, I drove a Corvette when I was doing all of the above radio at the studio because of how much easier it was or how much more clean it sounded. And then I have switched over to driving a car that still goes fast, just isn't as pretty or doesn't have as many features, I guess you could say. And so every so often, as effective as the car is you're driving, you kind of miss the Corvette. You kind of miss the extra stuff. You miss the ability to go fast when you want to. You miss the ability to get looks as you're rolling down the highway. So I thought, yeah, okay, I'll take this mixer. What kind of microphone do I need? So I asked the guy, and he tells me what microphone to get. Okay, cool. Not too expensive. So hoof my happy ass to Guitar Center, buy the microphone, buy the cords, buy whatever other crap they tell me I need to buy. All right, cool. So I plug the microphone into the mixer, plug the mixer into the computer, and shit don't work. So I go back to the guy and I say, hey man, this is a coworker, so I see him every Friday. I said, hey man, it's not working. I can't figure out how to get it. He says, if you have an older computer, like if you have a new computer, they've got the sound card capacity to handle it. But if not, you're going to need an interface. I said, well, what's the interface? He says, I have an extra one at home. I'll just let you have that one. I said, okay. And so a couple weeks later, he comes to work with the interface. Cool. So as of this moment, I have an interface, I have a mixer, and I have a microphone that I bought from Guitar Center. As of this moment, I am financially only put out, we'll call it about $160 for the microphone and the arm stand and the cable. I have it. I'm a bartender. A good night, I make that much. Cool. Sometimes more, sometimes less. Sometimes a lot more, sometimes a lot less. I'm not trying to tell you how much I make. Screw you. Me and Marshawn Lynch, we're the same people. I'm not trying to tell you what I eat. That's between me and my belly. How much I make, that's between me, my wallet, and my fiance. Thank you. But what's funny about all of this is that after all this excitement about the idea of being able to possibly take phone calls through a mixer so that it sounds cleaner, having an interface to change the sound of my voice so that it doesn't sound like I'm yelling at you through a cavern, maybe be able to run the dryer as I'm talking to you because the microphone is only picking up, so on and so on and so on. All of that excitement, and I kid you not, it's been probably at this point five, six months since I bought the microphone, and it's been in a Rubbermaid case ever since the conversation where I needed the interface. And see, one of the other things that with that $50 a week for a show from the Fishbowl Radio Network, another thing that paid for was the tech support that did this crap for you that you didn't know how to do. So I find it very funny that I was given the interface and the mixer, I bought the microphone, but what I have not had is A, the time to learn how to do it myself, or B, the time to get this person who told me about all this stuff that I should get to make the show sound better. I haven't been able to get him in my freaking home to hook it up and show me how to use it. So I continue to talk to you from the same old Asus computer and the same blue USB microphone that were fine in the first place. And because I'm a person who is borderline obsessed with getting a return on investment, now it's just the principal. Because I'm pretty sure Guitar Center won't let me return the crap because I've had it for so long. If I could return it, I would just stick with this stuff. But at this point, I am, as the poker phrase goes, I am pot committed. So now, at some point, I need to have this guy to my fine establishment, which, by the way, he's a good dude. So we would sit here and probably have some whiskey and talk about music for hours and hours and hours. So it would be a good visit all the same. But I need it to be a specific visit first. I need to learn how to use this freaking equipment so I can get a return on my investment. Or I just need to go back to Guitar Center and see if they'll take the crap back. I haven't figured out which one yet. I'm sure every last one of you has had a story like this where whatever you had was fine, but you thought something else would be better, and you just ended up going back to what you had in the first place. Now the story I tell you completely gets thrown out the window if I figure out how to get this stuff set up and it sounds that much better. If that's the case, well, we're going to have a much different conversation. But for now, the same raggedy ass setup that I've had that has treated me well since 2013, 2014 is still treating me well, surprisingly so. And if you believe in giving life to inanimate objects, has been really faithful to me in times where I was not particularly faithful to it. Oh boy. I just find it really funny, the effort I went to get this new equipment and the absolute lack of use it is getting. As of this moment, it's one more thing that I have to make sure I fit in a Rubbermaid tub that would get thrown into a moving van whenever we move on to the next place. And I find it poetically funny, I'm not even gonna lie. And you know what would be even funnier as I'm spinning this forward? You know what would be even funnier? As if at some point or another, I ended up at another recording studio. Whether it was going back to Fishbowl or finding another online radio station, instead of using this new mixer, interface, and microphone that have either been given to me or that I paid for, and that stuff still sits in a Rubbermaid in my home. That would be the even funnier, more ironic moment. I live for moments like that. I live for the moments where I can laugh at myself, or I can create a teaching moment for myself and all of you. I'm very Fat Amy in that way. I do my best to laugh at myself before you fuckers do. I don't know what the damn difference is, but if I feel like I'm at least initiating the joke, it hurts less. The story I just threw at you reminds me of something that happened. Every last one of us, at some point or another, you hear your mother talking to you, or the parent of most influence. Several years ago, I had an iron. I used to use it to press my shirts on a damn near daily basis because of previous jobs. And sometimes you learn the self-cleaning process on the iron really well. Sometimes you empty it really well, and sometimes you don't. I just remember there was starting to get some really bad calcium deposits and a little bit of rust on it. So I showed it to my mom. I was like, oh yeah, I'm getting ready to buy a new iron. She looked at me, she just kind of shook her head. She's, at the time, this was probably, we'll say 10 years ago, but she's on the verge of being 75. And so she says, "You have a Brillo pad?" I said, "Yeah, I think so." So she walks over to the kitchen sink of my old apartment and pulls out a Brillo pad and starts going with her freaking elbow at the iron. And the next thing you know, the iron is absolutely spotless, if not shiny. And she goes, "There you go. It's done." And she looks at me and says, "My generation, we used to just make things work instead of buying something new or finding somebody new." Yes, she did say that. So this whole thing about the new microphone versus the old microphone, there is a you just make what you have work thought process. So I'm just going to keep on doing that until I can find the time to get the proper training on the new equipment. I keep making it work with the old stuff. And who knows? After all the training, whenever it is I get it, it might be too frustrating, it might be too annoying, it might be too time-consuming. Something I have been concerned with this whole time as I was being offered up all this new equipment and being advised on what to buy, I just kept thinking, where am I going to put it? So, a few weeks ago, our wedding photographer drove up from Austin, Texas, and did the engagement photo session. And to keep the mood moving and keep your mind off the fact that your pictures are being taken, he liked to ask questions, very similar of the shoe game. We'll talk about that later at some point between here and May 21st. And he said, "You win $1 million today, what's the first thing you do tomorrow?" So I said, "Well, the first thing is, fiance quits her job. Second thing is, we're buying, I can't remember if I said a 4-bedroom house or a 3-bedroom house." I said something absolutely ridiculous, because if you got $1 million, you're buying a bigger house, even if you don't necessarily need the room. But I know that I would have a 100% dedicated studio. So then I would at least have room to put all this stuff that I'm currently not using. And this is, of course, if you win $1 million, which I didn't. That would have been a whole other episode with a whole other set of content. And speaking of episodes and content, I've got a lot more to go to fulfill the request. So we will do this again soon. And soon after that, and soon after that, and soon after that. I told you this was a quickie. My name is Hank. This has been all new, all different, all of the above. May there be a next time. I say till next time.